والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. You guys still remember the dua that we've been discussing for the past couple of khatras? Who still remember? اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ومن العجز والكسل ومن الجبن والبخل ومن غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. We said that this dua Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught it to one of the Sahaba who was struggling with a lot of debts that he needed to pay off, and also with a lot of overwhelming, you know, thoughts that he was struggling with. And the Prophet told him, listen, I'm gonna give you a diagnosis, and if you were to follow that dua and apply it, then you will be able to pay off all of your loans, and you will be able to get rid of all of those ill thoughts that you have in mind. So he first told them, seek refuge in Allah from A, sadness. And we said that sadness is derived from previous past incidents that you're calling it to your present. And then the second one, he told them Alham. And we said Alham, it means that the worries that you have for the future is derived from the challenges that you're anticipating or expecting from the future. And then we spoke about the third diagnosis that the Prophet ﷺ has given to this man, and that was al-ajiz, the incapacity. So you want to do certain thing, but you're not able to, you don't have the quwwah, the power for it. And then we said the fifth or the fourth diagnosis was what? Al-kasal, laziness. You have the capacity, but you don't have the desire to do it, right? Today we're going to learn one more diagnosis that the Prophet ﷺ has given to this man. And that was al-jubn. What al-jubn means? What do you think? Need answers. Not cheese, because it actually it means cheese in Arabic, but it means different meaning. Cowardice, right? Cowardice. What cowardice means? What do you think? Anybody? What cowardice means? What is the difference between cowardice and fear? Al-jubn wal-khawf. There is difference. Cowardice, right? Now, cowardice is the fear that can actually paralyze you. A fear that takes over you. Because there is a fear that all of us have. This is a human characteristic. Every single one, at some point, you will experience fear. I will experience fear. It's a fact. You cannot escape from fear. But jubn is a different kind of fear. It's a fear that we call it crippling fear. That's the word, jazakallah khair. Crippling fear. What does that mean? It means that in your day, you have certain decisions that you need to make, certain things that you need to take care of. And then fear, you know, penetrates your heart and make you somebody who's not able to make a decision. Fear took over you. Some people, in a crucial time, in very dangerous time, they need to make certain decisions. And if they don't make these decisions, they will harm themselves or they will harm people around them. And they're not able to do so. Out of what? Out of jubn. They don't have that ability to do it. The Prophet ﷺ was talking to me and you about that. And he was telling us, listen, you need to push all of these negative thoughts out of your mind and out of your heart. Because you will never be able to be productive if that jubn is taking over. He told him, you need to pay off your debts. You will never be able to do so if you're not making the right decisions. If you're not making the right choices in life out of jubn, then don't expect that you will be able to pay off these debts. Very, very, very profound. Think about it. Things that we need to do, we're just afraid of making certain decisions, crucial decisions. And that's pushing us back. So the Prophet ﷺ said, seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from jubn. Second thing that has to do with jubn, or this fear that takes over you, that you need to realize that Allah is the best planner. Allah is the best planner. Allah will take care of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you, if you truly believe that Allah is the best planner, you will put your trust in Him and you will make that decision that you think deep inside that it is actually right for you and your family. But you're just afraid of. This tawakkul peace comes in place and makes it easier on me and you to make that decision. Listen to the last theme of Prophet Musa alayhi salam's life. It was actually very beautiful to see that Musa alayhi salam's followers have jubn. Prophet Musa alayhi salam had khawf. What happened when Musa alayhi salam and his followers looked behind them and see, and you know, like the sea was in front of them and their back, massive army, you know, chasing them. And there are few people, they're not very equipped. They don't have the same, you know, arms, just like the Pharaoh's army. The people of Musa said, "Inna lamudrakun." That's it. They got us. Now, is this jubn or fear? That's jubn, because fear took over them. They made that jubn made them paralyzed. They don't see a way out. That's it. We can't even, you know, fight back. We cannot do any effort. I can't get up, you know, out of my bed. I can't do anything. I'm paralyzed at this point. That was jubn from the people of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Obviously, Prophet Musa alayhi salam at that moment, he was afraid. You know, the situation itself makes you afraid. And that's, again, a human trait. All of us at some point will get afraid. But he wasn't Jaban. He wasn't, you know, that cowardice didn't take over. And that's why he said, Kalla, that will never happen. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. This tawakkul peace came in place now and said, Allah will take care of me. Allah will show me a way out. I will put the effort. I wouldn't let fear take over. Is it clear, guys? Right? The difference between what? Al-jubn wal-khawf. It's very clear, right? When you feel that you are not able to make decisions, know that this is coming out of cowardice. If you're worried, it's a normal human trait. Normal characteristic, human characteristic, no problem. You need to work on that. Ask Allah to give you the strength to make that decision. And bismillah, make that decision and put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this tawakkul in our hearts, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from jubin, Ya Akram al-Akrameen. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.